On the hotline, our Secretary of Commerce, Mr. Don Evans, joined us here on News Radio WTAM 1100 in Northeast Ohio today. You're going to see one of our success stories here at Kraft Made, the cabinetry company, and also talk to some people, right, Secretary?
Well, I am indeed, Bill. This is my third trip now to Cleveland. I'm going to see another one of your success stories. I've seen a number of them on my trips in years gone by. But, yes, I'm going to Middlefield, Ohio, and talk to Kraft Made Cabinetry. Going to introduce Al Frank, who is the assistant secretary to the newly appointed assistant secretary of manufacturing. Tell the town hall meeting that Ohio's priorities are President Bush's priorities. We're going to continue to do all we can to create the conditions to create more jobs in Ohio. I've been pleased to see unemployment rate coming down in Ohio, but certainly we still have more work to do. We know that Ohio has been one of the hardest hit states in the country with respect to unemployment, and we remain very focused on it.
Mr. Secretary, that jobs number every month has been one a lot of people are focusing on. Obviously, less than a big number last time around. What do you think in the rest of the year? Are we just in a soft spot right now?
Well, I think so. You know, we continue to feel like we've got a strong economy. We saw strong numbers come out just a couple of days ago with housing starts remaining at a record high. Industrial production was up nicely again. Retail sales have been very, very strong. Interest rates remain low. So, you know, we've got every reason to believe that the economy does remain strong and is getting even stronger. You know, trying to forecast exactly what the job numbers will be in the months ahead is very difficult, but I am pleased that over the last year, since August of a year ago, we've created some 1.5 million jobs. According to the payroll survey and the household survey, we've created even more than that. So, you know, the trends right now are our friends. We need to continue the policies of President Bush of keeping taxes low, reducing health care costs, eliminating junk and frivolous lawsuits. Lots of things we continue to work on to continue improving the environment for creating jobs, which are created by the private sector and small business owners all across this country.
I wanted to ask you, is there any way at knowing if the price of gasoline was indeed 50, 60 cents lower, where this economy would be now? Because that price of gasoline affects every small business. It affects everybody, doesn't it?
Well, it does indeed, you know, and, you know, no doubt it would be stronger because a lot of that 50 or 60 cents a gallon more is not staying here in America. It's going someplace else in the world. And so indeed in order to have a strong growing economy, it's very important that we have affordable and available energy. And that's why the president has been so focused on a national energy plan since day one. He presented a plan to the American people in the spring of 2001. The Senate has continued to block the energy bill. He's going to continue to fight to get that through the Senate so we can get an energy bill in place that will lead us toward affordable and available fuel and energy for all Americans.
Secretary Evans, I know you got a busy morning ahead of you. We appreciate your time, and I hope you enjoy your stay in Middlefield, okay?
You bet.
Take care.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.